from the historic Corpus Christi Cathedral in Corpus Christi, Texas. We invite you to celebrate with us the sacred mysteries, listening to God's Word, and partaking in spiritual communion. Welcome to the Holy Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. We come to celebrate this wonderful solemnity in honor of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and giving thanks to God, for in and of Himself He shows us how we ourselves were created in that image and likeness. And we give thanks to Him for such a great love He shows us in the beauty of our own lives by always acknowledging who He is in the wonderful triune God. Welcome to those of you visiting here in the cathedral. Thank you. We welcome you to your home away from home and welcome you with a warm love. And also to those of you joining us via television, radio, internet, and thank you for letting us come into your homes and to be with you, or to be with you at the hospital for all of you who are sick. We hold you in our heart, and we pray for you each and every day that the healing hand of God come upon you, his comfort be with you in this time of suffering and need. And for all of you at home who can no longer join us here in person, please know how much you are always in our heart as well, and in our prayer that the Lord be with you in his love and peace and joy. To prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. By sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies long ago. From of old I was poured forth at the first before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. when there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills I was brought forth, while as yet the earth and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he fixed fast the foundations of the earth, when he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command, then was I beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the human race. The word of the Lord. Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you ever thought about what we do without really thinking about it? What I'm talking about is how we sign ourselves with our faith belief each and every day, maybe 8 to 10 times, maybe more. We sign ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And if you're a cradle Catholic, you've professed and proclaimed God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit since you were old enough to talk. And probably we never realized that we are constantly invoking the Trinity. Actually, when we bless ourselves, we are reciting one of the simplest forms of prayer and invoking the Trinity. And as you know, this Sunday we're celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And if they're honest, this Sunday is a Sunday that most preachers will tell you that it's probably one of the toughest homilies to give. I think you could literally fill a library with the many books and articles that explain the Trinity, but it explains it with man's very limited sight of this most sacred mystery. And even though we have many books and many articles, it still remains a mystery. Our basic human understanding is one God, three persons. You know, and very simply, if you want to look at it, it's like lighting three separate matches or three separate matchsticks all together. They create one solid flame. So where does one flame begin and the other end? It's impossible to tell. The matches burn in one flame with no distinction. That kind of gives us a very simplistic but a very human, limited understanding of this great mystery. But honestly, we need, I think, to stop trying to understand a 2,000-year-old doctrine, but rather than trying to understand it, we need to understand the Trinity by living the Trinity. And that reminds me of a story about an old man. He lived in a small village and he was considered very wise and very holy. He was a sage. And one day, a small boy stood watching this old man drinking from a well in the town square. And he was, you know, real interested. He kept watching the old man. And after the old man finished quenching his thirst, he just stood there and stared into the well. And finally, the little boy, you know, as curious he was, walked up and asked, sir, what are you looking at in that well? And the old man said, son, God lives in the water. And naturally, the little boy said, can I see him? Sure you can, answered the old man. And so he picks up this little guy and he basically holds him over the well so he can see the water, and he continued to look into the water, maybe several minutes. And after staring there for several minutes, the boy finally said, sir, I don't see anything. I only see myself. The old man told him, well, of course, that's exactly where you're going to find God. He lives in you. He lives in yourself. My dear friends, I think this is a very honest way of saying this is where we should all be looking for the Trinity. Not in volumes of philosophical or theological books, not in catechisms or any place like that. Not that we should never investigate on an intellectual level. I think we should. But we should look not from outside, but from within, from our hearts, from the very depths of who we are. Think about it. Think about it. We are made in the image and likeness of God, right? We're made in the image and likeness of God. Absolutely. But what is that? What does that really mean? Do we resemble God physically? Not at all. Especially not on my part. But it means spiritually, okay? We're made in His likeness and image spiritually. God created us human beings out of love. He created us in love that we might love Him in return. And it is indeed His love, God's very love, that enables us to love one another. And I'm not talking about the emotional love, the eros love. I'm talking about the agape. St. John in his gospel St. John has a very powerful, lofty gospel. St. John in his gospel says God is love. God is love. So if we refuse his love, how can we ever know who God is? It's kind of what the ancient Oriental religions would call a cone, a small statement that demonstrates the inadequacy of logic or reasoning, but it also provokes spiritual enlightenment in the person. Remember our two greatest commandments, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and to love our neighbor as yourself. So, do we want to know about the Trinity? Of course we do. And so we have to live it. We have to live it. And living that second great commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself, is tougher than you think. Well, maybe you do know. That's a tough one. Conceptually, we can all profess to love God. That's easy. Sure. We can't put a face on the theology of God, but we can sure do it with our neighbor. And that's a tough one. I'm sure you've often heard the phrase that we have to reach out and evangelize those living in the periphery. You know, it's good word. That's similar to saying, I love God. We have to reach out to those in the periphery. Sure we have to. But where is this periphery? And who lives there? Where is this periphery? Who lives there? It might interest you to know that the periphery may be sitting next to you in the pew on Sunday. Or the guy who lives next door. So often these are the individuals that need our love and our attention. But they go unnoticed, because we're searching in all the wrong places. You remember that there was a country song, country western song, in the 70s, titled Searching for Love in All the Wrong Places. So don't search for the Trinity in theology. Oh yes, you can get definitions, explanations, intellectual understanding, and absolutely we need those things also. But you will never get to know the Trinity. It's like saying, I know the governor and what his policies are, and so on and so forth. But I can guarantee, unless you have a close personal relationship with him, you don't really know him. You just know of him. So the Trinity, we know the Father through the Son, who is human like us. He made our flesh dignified. And the Spirit fills our beings with the many gifts that allows us to boldly proclaim and evangelize in his name. Knowing the Father through the Son by using the gifts of the Spirit will help us to form that personal relationship that hopefully grows through our entire lives, because we never stop growing in the Lord. And so when the next opportunity comes your way, and believe me, it will, love God by loving your neighbor. And then we can actually begin to understand the meaning of Holy Trinity. May Almighty God truly bless you, and may he give you courage to action. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Together we profess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate with the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess the baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us ask you hear the needs we now present.
For the Church, that we may be attentive to the Holy Spirit, who guides us to all truth, and follow that guidance as we work to build unity in the Church and in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all Christians may be one in the unity Jesus prayed for 2,000 years ago, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those preparing for marriage and for all married couples, that their love for each other may reflect the divine love of Father, Son, and Spirit, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Trinity's unending love and mercy may bring hope to those who suffer, especially those whose endurance is being tested, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those caught up in violence, remembering especially our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, that in this time of fear and conflict, they may know God's presence and peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Frank Garza Jr., Louisa Garza, deceased members of the Hagelin family, and Joan Brandon, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Special prayers for Stella Musilla, and for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we present to you in the name of Christ Jesus, who lives in unity with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Sanctified by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in one substance, and their equality in majesty. For this is praised by angels and archangels, cherubim and the seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day, as with one voice they acclaim. The font of all holiness, make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father. Us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory of your Son.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray.
May receiving this sacrament, O Lord our God, bring us health of body and soul, as we confess your eternal Holy Trinity and undivided unity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before we go off air in our local station, I want to ask that you keep Deacon Charles Silva's and Deacon Carlos de la Rosa in your prayer, as they will be ordained to the priesthood next Saturday. Do want to invite you to join us here in person at 10 a.m. Here in the cathedral next Saturday on the 18th, or join us via live stream, for we will be on live stream as well. But please keep them in prayer. I wanted to make sure and let all of you at home and the hospitals, wherever you may be, to know about the ordination and make every possible gift to them, as keeping them in prayer will go a very, very long way. But we ask that you continue to pray for more vocations as well. And may the Lord bless you and all your loved ones, and may he continue to bestow his love and peace upon you on this day and throughout this next week. My dear family, wanted to get that in before we go off KDF, and we will come back on live here in a minute for YouTube and the live stream part of the live broadcast.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning to celebrate the Mass in Corpus Christi Cathedral. In the name of all the parishioners here and Father Pete Elizardo, our rector, myself, I want to wish you a very blessed Sunday with your family and friends, and let us continue to pray for one another and for the gift of peace in our world. God bless you and have a wonderful week.